See, we all got an assignment. Whether it be one, whether it be 10, whether it be 100, we all got an assignment. And we all get this in our hearts. Not in our heads, we got to get it in our heart. Because see, you deal with the head will tell you all kind of different things. But you got to deal with the heart. See, when you get it in the heart, and we all got to realize we should all be on one accord. One accord with the same purpose. To help one another, to love one another, to draw people to this Jesus that we know about. That's what we got to get to, y'all. These church seats will be filled down here, up there. We'll be building another faith. And then even across town over there, those churches will be filled. Even them. When we pray with pastor in the morning, we ain't just praying for this congregation. We praying for the whole earth. Jesus prayed for everybody. He said, I don't want to lose not one. Not one. We binding the devil in the whole earth, not just in CFC. We binding him in the whole earth. The Bible said one should set 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. The prayer of agreement. And I'm telling you, when we praying it out, some things are going on now. Hallelujah. It's much bigger than what we see. It's much bigger than what we see. Just believe, y'all. Just hold on to your confession of your faith. Wavering not. Faint not, y'all. Faint not. I'm telling you, man, this gospel, glory to God, 10 years ago, no, 15 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be right here sharing the good news with nobody. But Moses, when he killed that man, probably never thought he was going to be delivering 1 million people out of Egypt either. I'm telling you, God is good. And he is faithful. He is so faithful to his word. Hallelujah. I told my wife this. I said, you know, I keep a humble spirit because if God can talk through a donkey, what am I? You know what? What am I? If he can use a donkey, anybody's willing. That donkey was willing to listen. That man was beating on him. God was trying to get something across to that man. The man couldn't hear him, so what did he use? The donkey. So guess what? If he uses me, and I know I'm in a higher class than a donkey, come on now. Like I tell you, I'm not up here to shout your shoes off. I just want to bring some revelation. I just want to bring some wisdom. I just want to bring some encouraging words to you, to the body of Christ. You know, in my ministry, even at work, I've talked to many people and shared the gospel with many people. Now, how you think I'm doing? You think I'm up there hooping and hollering at Ashley Furniture? Well, let me tell you what you got to do. Let me tell you, Jesus loves you. Not what I'm doing. I probably wouldn't be working there if I did that. Probably wouldn't be. So that's what I'm saying. You have to ask God how to witness to these people, Brother Mickey. You know, and you can win them a whole lot better when it's just you and them just talking one-on-one. You know, they see your compassion that you have for them. And that's that same compassion Jesus had for each and every one of us. You know, I was telling y'all about the young lady that the Lord led me to the other day to pray with her. So she was about to lose a job. So I said it this morning. So I was walking the line doing a quality check on something. So and I said, she had came in late. So I said, I know I prayed with her. And so whenever I pray with somebody, I give it a day or two, but I'm expecting results on a good report. So I went to her and I said, how's it going? So she looked at me, she said, it's been rough. I said, really? She said, well, look, remember what I told you? Well, you don't know nothing there to say. You say the name of Jesus. Because I know she don't have much word in her. She's a real baby in Christ. I said, but what I'm trying to tell you, you got to watch over your words because your words will frame your world. They will frame your world. I said, so, and she didn't understand all the time. She said, Miss Tim, what do you mean? I said, because when you say those things, I'm sick and tired. It's just killing me. Don't nothing ever go right for me. I said, those are the kind of things. I said, you know, the word that and this is what I told her. I said, the word that I read, it said, you have what you say. And then she just looked at me, and the girl just started crying. She broke down and started crying. She said, see, revelation came to her. She'd been framing her world with the wrong words. And she seen why those things, all that torment, all those things she going through was happening. I said, you watch over your words. Your words are powerful. Amen. I said, it'll come to pass. I said, you got to say what Jesus, I said, that's why God said, Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only say what I hear my Father say. That's why he gave us his word. He said, my word never returns void or empty or promise. He said, I watch over my word. I watch over it. Psalm 103, he said, mighty angels are hearkening to the voice of the Lord. I said, Lord, what does that mean? We in this earth, we have angels that are assigned to us. They only gonna move when they hear the word of God. If you ain't speaking the word, they sitting around doing nothing. You got to speak the word and speak the word only. Don't get caught up in these emotion and feeling. Don't get caught up in that. They'll lead you down the wrong path. Amen. Glory to God. You know, this scripture came to mind, came to the spirit, said that those who live by the spirit of God are the sons of God. So I told you, I think some of y'all might have heard me say this the other day. In my flesh, I felt crazy. I said, and you know, the devil tried to tell me, shut up. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'll get my wife's car worked on, and I was leaving, got my backpack. I was leaving, and walked by this guy, young guy, it was two guys right there, I went to the car, put my backpack in, and the Lord said, nah, he said, I want you to go ask. So I went back to the guy and I asked him, I said, man, I said, everything okay with you? You okay? He just, oh, I'm good. I said, are you sure? I said, because I'm hearing from the Spirit of the Lord that you need something. And I said, I'm here to give it to you. I said, you know, and a lot of people might say, man, you just arrogant. Now the Bible told me I'm bold. And he told me I'm bold as a lion of Judah. That's what he told me. He said, be as bold as a lion of Judah. Amen. See, we got to take God at his word. Yes. We got to take him at his word. I don't care how I looked in front of them folks. I could care less. They ain't got a heaven to put me in, and they ain't got a hell to put me in. Amen. But when I obey my God, whew. So I asked him and he said no. So I said, okay. I said, well, I'm just checking in my spirit. I said, I believe I heard from the Lord. I said, but you say you're okay. And I didn't even tell him I might have missed it because I don't think I missed it. But I probably should have handled it a different way. It was just two guys standing there. I think the other guy, he knew what I was, he understood what was going on. The other guy, the one that I asked, he didn't. So praise God. But that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to step up. Go ye. Into all the world, Calhoun, Vardaman, West Point, amen. Aberdeen, your next door neighbor, just go. Some people's journey may be 10 miles. Some people's journey may be across to Asia. Just go. Fill yourself up with the word, preaching the word, teaching the word.